still there. But now everything has a little bit of a yellow tint. So it's like they're not distinct anymore, and they're not completely themselves. Now, this happens in any recording process. Some are worse than others, though, because the more processing you do, the worse it gets. So that's why when I get a lot of stuff from these engineers, I listen to it and everything sounds the same. You know, it's not like the old days where, you know, so where in the old days when everything was analog, at least some of the integrity most of the time was left, that you still had it. You still had that integrity of each instrument. Because in my day, way back, one of the top priorities was quality. Now, a lot of these engineers don't think about quality.
Are you guys hearing this? He's like the best mastering engineer in America.
They don't even care about quality. That's not top priority. All they care about is like loud, getting your attention.
Yeah, see,
it's
terrible.
Yeah, well, I like what you're doing. That's nice, but I don't know if they're going to be interested. You know, I don't know how interested they are. Audiophile guys would be interested.
Some